أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين ظلموا من عذاب يوم أليم. Yesterday we read that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came and he brought his teachings to his people, they got divided in various groups. There was that group that regarded him as Allah himself, as God himself. There were other groups that regarded him as part of God, which the Christians still believe in till today as Trinity. And there were some who believed in him correctly as the Rasul and Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala speaks of these various groups. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ پھر پھٹ گئے کتنے فرقے ان کے بیچ سے. How many groups were made after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and from his teachings? And those who went astray, فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ. سو خرابی ہے گنہگاروں کو آفت سے دکھ والے دن کے. So there is great, great destruction for those people of that severe punishment of the day of painful punishment. That is the day of Qiyamah. Those who did not believe in Isa alayhi salam correctly, who raised him to the status of being Allah himself or part of Allah, for them will be a severe punishment. On the other hand, there were the Jews who did not even recognize Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, forget as a Nabi or Rasul, even as a righteous or pious person. And they regarded him as an imposter, na'uzu billah, and according to their belief, they had killed Yusuf, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had put him on the cross and killed him, which is their wrong belief. Allah protected him and raised him up to the heavens. So the Jews had such great enmity for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that they went to the extent that according to them they had killed him also. Allah says, هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ. اب یہی ہے کہ راہ دیکھتے ہیں قیامت کے. Now they are only waiting for the results of the actions for the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, in this world Allah Ta'ala has just given his teachings and it is for us to practice. But the result of it will come out on the day of Qiyamah. أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. کہ آنکھ ہری ہو ان پر اچانک اور ان کو خبر بھی نہ ہو. That suddenly the day of Qiyamah will land upon them and they will not also know about it. Whenever Qiyamah will come, it will come suddenly. People will least expect it and Qiyamah will be there. It will be a day, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. جتنے دوست ہیں اس دن ایک دوسرے کے دشمن ہوں گے مگر جو لوگ ہیں در والے. And that will be a day when everyone will be enemies, friends will be enemies of each other, besides those people who had taqwa. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a tradition that two good friends that were living in this world encourage one another with good. One of them passes away, Allah blesses him with all the ni'mats of Jannat. He makes dua to Allah, Ya Allah, my friend, help me along. Please guide him and keep him also on the straight path. He passes away, they come and they meet and they are happy together and Allah gives them high positions in Jannat. Then there are two friends who are on the wrong path and who encourage one another with evil and doing of wrong. One of them dies and azab of Allah comes upon that person. Then he also makes dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, this bad friend of mine, he should encourage me and let me do all bad things. Don't give him hidayat. So much dua he makes that don't give him hidayat and let him also die on disobedience of Allah, on kufr, and let him suffer how I suffer. Then when he dies, the two of them there, besides all the other azab that they are fighting amongst themselves, and they are blaming one another for all the wrong. So it's very important to keep good company. A person benefits tremendously from that. So, and those people who are of the righteous type, Ya ibadi, la khawfun alaykum al-yawm, wa la antum tahzanun. Ey bande mere, na dar hai tum par aaj ke din, aur na tum ghamgeen honge. Oh, my servants who obeyed me, and whose aqidas and beliefs are also correct, and whose actions also were correct, Allah will say, no fear upon you people whatsoever, and you people will not grieve about anything. You won't be at all sorry that you left the dunya and you came away from there. What we are giving you here, you will be so happy. You won't even think of your dunya and what you had there. Alladhina amanu bi ayatina wa kanu muslimin. Jo yaqeen laaye hamari baaton par aur rahe hukam bardar. And these will be those people who had brought iman on the signs of Allah. The most important thing is to see that our iman is correct. Our aqidah is correct. If a person has got wrong aqidahs like Shias, Qadianis and Salafis, then there is great danger for that person. Aqidah is the first thing that must be correct. Wakanu muslimin or hukam bardar rahe. And those who submitted to the commands of Allah and were obedient, their actions, their lives were also correct. The iman was also correct. It is important that iman must be correct. And then iman must be strong also. Just like a battery, you need 3 batteries in a torch. If you don't have 3 batteries, your torch won't burn. But then the batteries must be strong also. If they are all weak, still your torch is not going to burn. So the iman must be correct also, and then it must be strong. And a sign of strong iman is our actions are confirmed to that. For them it will be said, Udkhulul jannata antum wazwajukum tuhbarun. Chale jao behesht mein, tum aur tumhari aurte, ke tumhari izzat kare. They enter into Jannat, you and your spouses, and go into Jannat where you will be received as great VIPs. You will be given great honor and respect there. Yutafu alihim bisihafi min dhahab wa akwab. Liye phiringe unke paas rikab ya sone ki aur aap khore. And they will be served in Jannat with beautiful utensils, plates and goblets that will be made of gold. Wonderful, beautiful cutlery and utensils will be also used to serve them. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ. اور وہاں ہے جو دل چاہے اور جس سے آنکھیں آرام پائے. And in Jannat you will get whatever you will desire. You don't even have to ask for it, you just desire it. And it will come. And those things that will give you the great enjoyment of your eyes. In other words, as we say, the coolness of the eyes. For somebody we say, you're the apple of my eye. In other words, great, great enjoyment they will be given all around. One tum fiha khalidun. Or tum unme hamesha rahoge. And it won't be a temporary stay, but permanently. No death will come over you. No illness by which you cannot enjoy those ni'mats. They will be there for you and forever, and you'll keep on enjoying them. وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. اور یہ وہی بہشت ہے جو میراث پائی تم نے بدلے میں ان کاموں کے جو کرتے تھے. And this will be your jannat which you will inherit in lieu of your actions of this dunya. According to your amal, you will get the highest stages of jannat. Iman will give you entry into jannat. Amal will give you the highest stages of jannat. Like you need a passport visa to enter a country, and then how much currency you have, according to that you will stay and enjoy in that country. So to enter jannat we will need iman, and to get the higher and better quality of things of jannat we will need our currency, which will be amal salihah. Lakum fiha faakihatun kathiratun minha ta'kulun. Tumhare waste unme bahut meve hai, unme se khate raho. And for you in Jannat there will be fruit in great abundance, and you will keep on eating from it. That fruit will come down to you. You won't have to climb the tree or go to the shop to buy it. It will come down to you, and every bite of that fruit you take will be a different, better better and more sweeter and enjoyable bite. That fruit will be such that from it, yeah, in this world we eat a guava, for example. Next you see there is a worm walking in the guava. In Jannat you will see the hurul een will come out from the fruit. What enjoyment there will be. So for those people who make the iman correct and strong and the amal are correct, Allah has promised us great, great enjoyments in akhirat. وآخر دعوانا لله